Ethiopian musician Mulugan Melesi died this week in the Washington, D.C. area after a long illness, according to his family. He was 73 years old. NPR's Chloe Veltman reports he was one of the most popular Ethiopian singers of the late 20th century.
Mulugan Melesa rose to fame at a time of great unrest in Ethiopia, as the 1974 revolution gave way to a military dictatorship. Mulugan's songs from the 1970s, like Hagawara Samagena, She's from Wasamagena, were filled with love and longing for better times.
He came through at a time when people were really down.
Sayem Osman has written articles about contemporary Ethiopian music for various blogs and magazines.
He got to the core of people's hearts.
Mulugan was born in the Gojan province of northern Ethiopia in 1951. Sayem says his mom died when he was a kid, and so he moved to the capital, Addis Ababa, to live with an uncle. But the arrangement didn't work out. He says Mulugan wound up in an orphanage where he studied singing with a visiting musician who taught lessons there.
And Mulugan at that time got the bug.
Mulugan started performing in local clubs in the 1960s when he was barely a teenager and eventually became a big star. Moudedin Waded Kut, I Love Being in Love, was one of his many hits.
He's the king of the love songs for me. It's about how you treat a woman, how you see a woman.
Sayem Osman says Mulugan's popularity had a lot to do with the talented female lyricists he worked with on these songs.
Who else but a woman would know how to be described or how to be looked upon, right?
But he says it was tough to be an artist in a country under military rule.
There was very heavy, heavy censorship.
Many musicians left Ethiopia. Mulugan stuck around for a while. He converted to evangelical Christianity. Eventually, in 1984, he moved to the United States and settled in the Washington, D.C. area. Sayem says he continued on with the groovy love songs for a while.
And then at one point, he just decided to stop.
He immersed himself entirely in his new faith.
And that was it. He was done. And he never performed this music ever again.
Instead, Mulugan took to singing the gospel. Here's Ye Jesus Wetada Negan, I'm Jesus' Soldier, from the late 1980s. Ethiopian-American singer, songwriter and composer Maklit Hadero says Mulugan was a big influence on her.
He became like a conduit into getting even deeper into the traditional music of Ethiopia for me.
Her 2014 version of the folk song Kemekem, an ode to someone with perfect afro hair, was inspired by a version Mulugan made famous decades ago. And Maklit says she will never be able to get enough of Mulugan Malasa's singing.
It has so much movement and vibrance in it. It's alive. You don't know where he's going to go. You just are kind of on a river following his tone, and it's captivating.
She says the whole human experience was contained within that voice. Chloe Veltman, NPR News. Come, come, hold on, and touch,